Blog Talk Radio.
Alive! It's alive! It's alive!
Greetings! Cheers!
Hola!
Cinderella story, out of nowhere.
I'm funny how? I mean funny like I'm a clown, I amuse you.
I'm in good company when I'm with stupid.
Leave the gun. Take the cannoli.
Hey, Los Cachos!
Play it once then. For all time's sake.
When it's time to change, you know it's time to change who you are and what you're gonna be. Sha na 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 na. Sha na 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 na.
What's the matter, bad at thinking and singing?
You guys are just amazing, and it's been a huge pleasure to watch you rise to the top.
You talking to me?
Matt and Jay, take it away.
Horror. Greetings, cheers, and welcome to I'm With Stupid. This is the Matt Man coming to you live from the Palatial Digs here in Bagwine, Ohio. And sitting next to me to my right, a mere few hundred miles away, a man who has never met a heartache he didn't like, as long as it resulted, who was around another person. God, I knew it. The irrepressible gay man.
No. You want to start over?
No.
I'm going to let you.
Oh, God. I told you I didn't have an intro ready for you.
and obviously, one.
Obviously, I proved that.
Yeah. Anyway, hola to everyone out there. And welcome. To a sad, yet still special edition of I'm What Stupid.
Oh, yeah, very special edition. This is where we let our feelings out, where we talk about our angst, our troubles, our turmoil.
Yeah, something like that.
Or something like that.
So see, how's it going, Matt?
I've recovered. It's going all right. A little cold. Been a little cold in the beer mine the last couple of days. I look like a tomato. Oh, my God.
Okay.
Oh, the wind coming through the beer mine. Oh, it's just burned my skin. I look like a hairy tomato because I haven't shaved either because I don't want to shave because then it'll sting even more.
It will. Mm. Yeah. Well, maybe you should wear, the ski mask. Scare the crap out of
That's always a good customer relations thing.
Hey, wear the ski mask. What do you want?
What do you want? God. That would be pretty funny. I need to do that at some point.
It'd be fun.
Uh-huh.
Get out of the car. Get out of the car.
Oh, and I'll tell you what's worse. And plus, my arm hurts, Jay, because in addition to lifting, six packs and 24-ounce beers and stuff like that, you know, they're not very heavy, but they're really heavy because they have to lift them really high because people don't want to roll down their windows all the way and make me want to do all the work. No, could you just kind of try to fit it through this window so I don't have to roll it down all the way and lose my heat?
I'm surprised they don't pop the trunk for you.
Mm-hmm. I'd prefer that. I'd like to pop some of them in the mouth, what I'd like to do.
Just stuff them in the trunk.
Yes. How's things down in Arkansas?
Not so bad. Not so bad.
Probably
sunny.
Pretty comfortable, is it?
Yeah, it was sunny, like 40 degrees.
Oh.
Not so bad at all. Not a bad wind blowing.
All right.
Nice heavy frost in the morning.
You probably grilled out today, didn't you?
No, I could have. That would have been a good idea.
Yeah.
it's nice. It's nice. You ought to live in an area like this.
I should.
Although we don't have any beer mines. It would be indoor. You'd have to work indoors, a climate-controlled area.
I'd hate that. I wouldn't know how to act.
Yeah, you know, they would have to carry their own 30 packs to their car.
Oh my God.
I don't know about that.
And me having OCD, I would say that you're not doing it right. Let me do it for you.
Yeah, when I worked for the back when I was in college, back in the day, when I worked for the pizza place, people would come in and get a carry-out pizza, and they'd take the pizza and they'd turn it sideways under their arm.
No.
God, like that. Then they would call. This pizza's all messed up. What'd you do? I'm like, no, you tossed it like a frisbee, you dumbass.
God, what did I do? Oh, my goodness.
Hey, and there's... Hi, Mike.
Hi, Mike.
We've got Green Bay won.
Yes, we've got Mike in the chat room, Hizzy, and we got a few guests. That's nice to see.
Yeah.
And we have our Uber favorite Canadian listening in.
Oh,
London.
Yeah.
Yes.
How you doing, Miss Jamie?
Yes, Abe.
Yep. And other people out there listening on their various mobile devices.
And say it, Jay. I always like when you say, and what have yous.
And what have yous. iPads, iPhones, Androids, tablets.
I'll tell you what, Jay. You always bring a smile to my face, and all the people in the chat room do as well. But I'll tell you what, the show's about a heartache. And let me tell you, about an hour ago, the lovely Schmoop went to bed, and I helped her to bed, you know, because she still, you know, needs help and stuff.
And you're a gentleman.
Yeah, I'm a gentleman, and she said, man, I'm cold. I said, do you want to turn the fan down? Want me to turn the fan down? She said, no, because if you turn it down, I'll be...
No.
Yes. She wanted it kept up so she couldn't hear the show.
Oh, that hurts.
I know.
Oh, man. That's below the belt right there.
Our own Spoopster.
Uh-huh.
But I'll tell you what, here's something big, Jay. The corks are still on the couch.
No. Is Corky breathing?
Well, she's breathing. She's not awake, no. But she's breathing.
Well, anyway.
Oh, and something big just happened in the chat room, Jay.
And I felt it, too.
I know you did.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Welcome to Whatever Joe. The chat room.
Yeah.
This show just took a turn for the better.
Uh-huh. And I'm just glad Mike's down in his basement.
And we get a roar from Joe. Oh,
yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's not heartache when Joe comes
in.
That's a different kind of ache. Woo.
Well, I tell you what, Matt. Yeah,
yes, sir.
There was a lot of heartache on TV this afternoon, if you were
was
watching,
it really?
If you were watching the playoffs, because that was some sad, sad football.
On both sides, one more than the other.
Yeah, one out-sadded the other in the Cincinnati Houston game.
Oh my God, that was horrid.
I don't know how all of these NFL people who claim to hate college football, or especially claim, you know, oh, the bowl games, it's just bad football. How do you defend that?
Oh, my God.
I mean, those were, you know, I mean, those were division winners.
I know.
Yeesh.
Woo.
And then an unfortunate situation for the Vikings is Christian Ponder, their starting quarterback, injured, unable to go. So they had to go with the backup who hadn't taken a snap all year.
I have questions about that. Was he really injured?
Well, you know, that's weird. They kept it quiet all week long.
Or were they really just saying, you know, you really suck?
That's possible. But I think, you can't be worse than what that dude was, Joe Webb was tonight. I don't think.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. But, you know, when they suddenly announced late this afternoon that Christian Ponder would be inactive, not just hurt and not able to go, but inactive. You know, every degenerate gambler in Vegas freaked out. What? I didn't even know he was hurt.
He's like the Tim Tebow of Minnesota,
I guess.
Well,
his name is Christian.
Well, there you see. There's a connection there.
Yeah. So, and, well, so you have to give him special reverence, no matter how much he sucks. So anyway, that was a tough afternoon.
Or as Rush callers in the Rush Limbaugh show would say, you have to give him reference.
God. Very true. And we watching the old hotline there. We have a person who may be calling in.
We may have a person
special
calling
location
in into a. Calling from a den of heartache, because that's what this show's all about.
That's right.
But considering the guy, and he's 24, we'll see.
Yeah, he may have passed out before they even left to go.
Well, I don't know if passed out's the right word, but distracted if he's going to a certain place.
Yeah, well, if it's his first time.
Yeah, and it is.
In a strip club, then it could be, you know, he could be just sitting there going, boobies.
I'll tell you what, Joe. See, there I go again, Jay.
Whoa, well, okay. I know somebody's distracted.
I'll tell you what, this show's all about heartache. I know someone who probably since late last summer has got a lot of heartache. And you know who that is?
Who?
The play-by-play guy for the Baltimore Ravens.
Yeah?
Well, it's not because he lives in Baltimore.
Oh, no.
It's not because he's going to be troubled that this may be Ray Lewis's last game tomorrow. He has a lot of heartache because the play-by-play guy's name is Jerry Sandusky.
No way.
Yes, it is. WBAL out of Baltimore.
Oh, that's so unfair. I'd be changing my name.
Yeah, he spells it with a G, but that's not good enough.
No. I'd be calling myself. Oh, and so this is Jerry Sandy.
I'd
coming
be,
to you live.
I would be changing my name to Gary Sandusky.
I'd get rid of the Dusky part. I wouldn't, I wouldn't want
Gary
any connection Sands. At all.
I used to be on in WKRP.
Yeah, there you go.
Gary Sandy.
Yeah, Gary Sandy. You ever wonder what happened after the WKRP days? He's doing play-by-play in Baltimore now.
Unfortunately for him, his name's Jerry Sandusky. Man, it's got to hurt.
Yeah, that's rough. That's rough. Well, I had a little bit of, I had a little bit of heartache this weekend, last night and today.
Really?
Well, last night, sitting here, minding my own business, doing a little show prep, stuff like that, you know, being productive on a Friday night, as usual.
Right.
And I saw a breaking news tweet that Lance Armstrong was considering publicly admitting to doping.
Oh, that's got to be hard for him.
It's tough. And the first thing I thought of was, well, if you're considering it, then aren't you also admitting it?
Yes.
Now? Mm-hmm. I mean, you know. I mean, if he decides not to publicly admit it, do we go back to pretending he didn't?
Right.
Actually, a lot of people will.
Yes.
And see, I don't have any heartache over finding out that Lance Armstrong is a fraud, because I knew he was a fraud all along. Just the same thing with Tiger Woods. I knew Tiger Woods was a fraud, not as a golfer, but, you know, as a
human being.
Yeah, exactly. But I tell you what, over the years, I have gotten so much heartache from people. Name calling, attacks, arguments from people telling me how wrong I am and how wonderful and perfect Lance is and how he's the only clean guy out there riding those bikes.
Oh, my God, he's got his own wristbands.
I know.
Yeah.
And now, are those people calling me up, sending me emails, letting me know that I was right and apologizing?
No. No.
Hell no, they're not. All I get from them is heartache, Matt.
Yeah. In absentia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They just go on like it never happened.
I mean, anyone who, dumped Sheryl Crow, you know something's wrong with that.
Yeah. Oh, well, if you're white and good looking and you date, rock stars and movie stars, then, well, I guess you can just be the biggest fraud ever, and it's okay.
That's right.
Man, brutal.
See, that's why I know I'm real, because I live
right
with a woman who has tubes. I'm not dating a rock star.
Exactly. There you go. Here you are, a world-famous international radio star.
Yep.
And you stayed with the woman with tubes.
Yeah, I could have left. I could have left. Oh, for so many women.
Lance would have.
I know he would.
He'd have walked out. Crap,
ooh, tubes.
Yeah. Ah, he would have, when she called and said, they're taking me by ambulance to Columbus, you would have said, well, I won't be here when you get back if you were like Lance.
Yeah, he would have said, I got to hop on my bike and ride to Indy.
That's right. So. And so maybe someday we'll be in the same situation. People will admit I've been right about Taylor Swift all along, too.
Oh, my God. What a horrid human being.
I know it.
Even
know
my
it,
18-year-old son,
uh-huh,
he recognizes that. He recognized that when he was 17. That's pretty
That's
intuitive.
Not bad. That's not bad because,
no,
you know,
because
she is 17-year-old a tall
boys
lady
think
blonde.
Taylor's
uh-huh
pretty hot. No, not
uh-huh
him.
They look at him and they go, ooh, look at that.
No,
six
he always
tall,
told me
blonde,
she was a phony.
Way.
And let me tell you, Jay, the little rhino, the R-man, he had some heartache tonight.
Oh, boy, I bet he did.
Yeah. Well, their team fell to 1-9. And with a college coach there to scout Rhino, he had his worst night of the season. Oh, yeah.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah, he had a Ben Wallace night. And he specifically told me to tell you this. Now, dig this. He went 1 for 9 from the floor, 0 for 4 from the foul line, yet he had 14 rebounds and 3 blocks.
Well, all right. See now?
Yeah. See?
That just proves that he doesn't give up. He keeps working.
No, he can do many things.
Yeah, so he didn't really, that wasn't really a Ben Wallace night. It was kind of a John Starks in the NBA Finals when he went 1 for 18 from the floor kind of night. But
but 14 rebounds, that's pretty good for
that's
a
6'1". That's impressive.
6'1 kid, yeah.
Yeah, that means he's scrappy. He gets after
yeah
it.
Yeah. And that Cedarville University, Baptist College, they like scrappy white kids. So
you know they do.
Yes, they do.
All right, well, just keep going out there and keep plugging away. 1-9, oh, baby. How'd they ever win one?
Well, the worst thing is, it was the first game of the season.
I know. Riding a 9-game losing streak.
That's some heartache right there.
Yeah, that's rough. Hey, you know what?
What?
There are other people out there in the world who have experienced all kinds of heartache too.
Really?
We should open the phone lines to them. And let them get it out. Let them talk about it.
And you really should just get it out. This can be a cathartic thing. And you can call in it on the Johnsonville Brought Line at 661-244-9852.
And I'll give you some more heartache.
Really?
Social media is full of heartache.
Oh, I know.
I don't know if you've noticed that or not.
No, I've never noticed that. Really.
It's weird. This morning on Tumblr, our good friend, Miss Fluffalicious, had posted some, they're tagging people. You remember that game back in the day?
Oh, yeah.
In the bloggerhood? Yeah, anyway, she had some questions posted, and I thought, I'll be a nice guy. I'll play along.
Mm-hmm.
I'll answer her questions. I'll post it. People could get to know the J-Man a little bit, a little view behind the curtains.
Right.
I get maybe 5 likes on it, 5 little hearts. That's it.
Yeah.
It hurts, man.
I know.
I post a cartoon about lesbians, and I get like 60. But I try to share myself with them.
I know.
And they push back. They push back hard.
A little comedic thing, you get 60. A little personal thing, you barely get anything.
Well, my own comedic things get nothing because they have no sense of humor over there.
Oh, God. That's just awful.
It's just pitiful. And I feel sad for people who don't know how to laugh.
I know.
And Joe says that it's because only 8% of people on Tumblr read. That's probably true. They're not very bright there. They all struggle to do the basics. I don't know how to link to another blog. Oh, it's so hard.
Let's not get into that, because that irritates even me, because I'm not the most technological guy, but I know the difference between a website and a radio show.
It's true. and I don't want to criticize anybody out there, but it gets to be a little frustrating when people, hey, how do we get to your archives? just go to our show page. There they all are, lined up for you.
And it's about 11:22, and I don't see that stripper call coming in.
I don't think so. That's unfortunate because there's more heartache in a strip club than anywhere else on earth.
Oh, my God. Both the customers and the workers.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Everybody there is sad and lonely.
Yeah.
you go in there and you open the door and you can smell the heartache.
Oh, God.
Just fills you up, and then you order a tall, cold mug of Daddy Issues with a desperation shooter.
Oh my God, that was pretty good. Not even of a funny sense. That should be written down in poetry form.
Now, poetry, that's all about heartache right there.
It is.
You don't find a lot of happy poetry out there.
Nah. I wish I had some for you.
Doom and despair. No. Angst. Anger. Sadness.
Yes. You know who? I figured this guy has a lot of heartache and he has trouble expressing it. And that would be Stephen Hawking. Because
he's had a rough one.
It's got to go like that.
Uh-huh.
It sounds like that's at a fast food drive-thru.
That's disturbingly close to your impression of Helen Keller, too.
Well, it's funny you said that, and you just stepped on my next joke.
Oh, well, these things happen.
Because I was going to say that she had trouble expressing her angst and heartache. Thanks a lot, Jay.
I'm here to help.
We need to stop talking so much in between shows.
Maybe we should do show prep or something. If I knew that was coming, I would have never done that. Oh, well.
She's just got her hand up in the air, you know, doing the little frog thing. Oh, God. Thanks a lot, Jay.
Yeah. You'll bitch about that for weeks now.
Oh, you know, I'll tell you who else. I'll tell you someone I know and very close to me, and we only have 5 minutes left, so really, if you need to call in at 661-244-9852. But, oh, my God, my dad. My mom didn't work at the time. My dad's raising 9 kids, and he's got a wife. There's some heartache right there, baby.
Mm-hmm.
40-minute drive to work and drive to back, 9 kids. The only thing that got him through that is every Christmas he'd get 9 bottles of Jameson, one for every kid.
But then by February, there he was again.
God, the Jameson's worn off. Damn it, Marianne, do something with these kids.
Especially the youngest. Get him away from me. Once he found out I was his dad, he started wanting things.
And he worked at a nice place. You know, he was just kind of a mid-level guy. So, you know, the poor fella had a brown baguette every day. Everyone else was going out to eat. No, I got 9 kids. Got to bring a bologna sandwich. I'll sit here. You guys have a good time.
Oh, look, a bonus 5 saltine crackers.
Kids are eating all the food. I got a piece of goose liver and 2 Cheetos. Oh, man, I'm full.
When I worked at this place in Springfield, Missouri, working 3rd shift, I had nothing in the fridge or anything like that, so I took cheese sandwich and saltines for lunch one night, and everybody kept looking at me like, oh, that is so sad. That poor kid. Aww.
Oh.
Oh. Yeah, none of them, you know, went any further with it, like, you know.
I should make some
dinner for you one night. But,
but that
I got
never
those,
happened,
you know,
did
the
it?
Sympathetic looks, so I had that going for me.
You never got the dinner though, did you?
No,
just the
yeah, just the heartache. But anyway, speaking of Tumblr.
Yeah.
Lots and lots of heartache on Tumblr.
I know.
On a thing they call Truthful Tuesday. And people really let it all out.
Oh, do they really?
So I thought I'd share a few of them with you guys.
Oh, I can't wait.
Sometimes I see people I follow and respect reblog something, and all I can think is, no, you're better than that. You're smarter than that. Maybe I just give people too much credit.
That was beautiful. Sad, sad, but beautiful.
Very, very touching. Sometimes I see someone trying to make a point, and our end goal is the same. In other words, we agree on the same conclusion or in favor of the same issue, but the argument they're making is so ridiculous and illogical that I don't even want them on my side. Lay sigh.
That is sad.
Lay sigh is French for heartache.
Is that what it is?
It is.
I bet Louis the 14th had some of that.
He probably did.
Yeah.
I don't want to. Hey, nobody out there can complain. You didn't call in tonight, guys.
Exactly.
Here we go with another one. People love to use the "I'm only human" excuse when they hurt me. Do you think you'd be more inclined to make better choices if you were, for instance, a fucking monkey?
What the hell was that?
Wait, hold on, I'm not done.
Oh my God.
Being human isn't a clutch to screw up. It's more so a reason to know the damn difference between right and wrong.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God.
If you were a fucking monkey. Well, a funky monkey would be good.
Well, yes. Unless it's a baboon. Monkey. Because they have a lot of ass things going on. Yeah.
Oh, Mike's having pizza.
Yes, I know. And he logged out, I think. And so did Joe.
Didn't offer to share.
No. No. You know what he served us up?
A hot plate full of heartache.
Exactly.
Wait, here's some more Tumblr action for you.
Uh-oh. I'm on the sound effect, Jay.
Okay. Sometimes.
For once.
Holidays can make me a little emotional. I can't help but think of not having anyone special to share these days with. I have my mother, my family, and I'm grateful for that. But I long for more. My soul desperately longs for another to cling to. A partner, a friend, someone else who wants to share their world with me. Yeah, sometimes holidays are a tad depressing in that sense.
You know what's depressing is how long that was. And you know, I'm not sexist, but that had to be a woman, and I just want to kill her. Just shut up. Can't you just say it's been a bad day? No.
Well, you know, you could just go, you know, go to Tumblr, go to the page, you know, the text page, and just say, long day, feeling lonely. There you go.
Thank you.
People would have understood.
Well, I got something like that today, Jay. It was kind of rude, actually. A little Twitter action. Fuck you, Matt Mahoney. It's Twitter after dark. You know?
That's a little much right there.
See, why would you have to do that?
That's just kind of like the old virtual kick to the nuts.
I know, especially after I gave this woman a donut. Man, that's just wrong.
I would demand my 62 cents back.
Well, you give her a donut and that's where you get. What did I get, Jay?
You got fluffy, doughy heartache out of it.
Exactly.
With some sprinkles on top.
Well, actually, I got a little more than that, and then I got smacked upside the head. That's what I got.
Yeah.
Yes.
Very unfortunate.
Yes, it is. You know who is always nice and never causes a wave and just buoys us up? And that would be Jamie.
I know.
Still on the line and listening.
She's a wonderful person.
She is. And she needs to stop it because I'm not used to that.
I know. Well, I tell you what, I don't know why she's hanging around us.
I know. It's throwing me off my game.
Yeah, and well, I tell you what, another group of people have a lot of heartache.
Who's that?
That's the victims of human trafficking.
Uh-huh.
And that's what we'll be talking about on Wednesday's show.
Yes, we will.
We're going to do a little crossover. Going to be serious.
Yep. And that's why you worried me when you brought it up. I thought you were going to make a joke.
No. Listen, we got a serious one coming up on Wednesday. We have a special guest.
Yes, we do.
We're gonna get deep into this issue.
Yes, on Wednesday the 9th at 11 a.m. We're going to have on West Coast Cat because the following weekend, like the 10th, 11th, 12th, is Human Trafficking Awareness time. And and she's very serious about it. And we coerced her into doing it.
So I'll be doing some research tomorrow, Monday, getting ready.
I hope it's not real time. I hope it's not real time research.
No, not that kind of research.
Okay.
Not the kind of research that Jeremy's doing tonight.
Oh, God. Who let us down, by the way?
Yeah. Well, you know, it's just another person to let us down.
I know.
We've been let down and let down and let down again.
That's three times now. Oh,
it
my
just
God.
Won't end. Where was our intern tonight?
J-Man, dig this. I just thought of something.
Ooh.
We had to let go of little Jimmy Stewart. Jimmy.
Mm-hmm.
Jeremy couldn't handle. Or, Jeremy, right?
Yeah.
The Kentucky guy.
Justin.
And then, huh?
Justin's the Kentucky
Justin.
Guy.
Justin. And now Jeremy.
Yeah.
What do their names all start with? We have a J factor here. The only J that's keeping as strong as you and Jamie.
Yeah.
All J's.
Yeah.
All want to be in.
Jay and Jamie are the only J's you can count on.
Exactly. Unbelievable.
Yeah. 24-year-old mechanics? No.
No.
Nazi sympathizers?
No.
Kentucky Jews?
No.
No.
Except for Sweet Pea.
Well, except for Sweet Pea. That's different. Just, people just keep letting us down, man.
I know. And we try and we try.
I know. We're givers. We give.
And
people take and take and take.
It's heartache, baby. And then on
it's
Saturday.
It's about more than I can handle.
Yes. And then on Saturday, January 12th, we're going to do another local news show, which is always good.
That's always fun stuff there.
Yes. And then hopefully. And I'm just going to throw this out here now because I know I'm going to get them. Either on Wednesday, January 30th, or Saturday, February 2nd, we will have someone from Johnsonville Brats with us.
Damn right. And wouldn't it be cool?
Super Bowl party started right.
That's right. And wouldn't it be cool if the Green Bay Packers were in the Super Bowl? Being from Wisconsin.
God, that would be huge.
Yeah. That would be just a big old sausage fest right there.
Yes, it would.
Sounding good, man. Yeah, sounding good.
That's good radio right there.
This show is the saddest show ever.
Well,
oh my God. When you make the proposal to the Johnsonville people send them to other shows. Other episodes. And, the Great Sadness show of May 13.
Oh, you know who's going to be happy if the Packers make it to the Super Bowl?
Average Chick will be.
Well, yes, she will. Love the Average Chick. And so will Glazed Muffin Girl.
That's right. Big Aaron Rodgers fan.
Yeah.
And I tell you what, Sweet Pea is a big Aaron Rodgers and Green Bay fan.
Really?
Also.
Well,
there you go. Well, now I kind of want them to get there. I want, because I want them to be happy.
Yeah, and horny.
That too, but you know, there you go. See, here I am. I would prefer the Redskins because I'm a big RG3 fan. I like to watch him play. But you know what? I want my friends to be happy. So
exactly,
when they get there, I'll be happy.
You are so selfless.
I know. No, see, I'm going to be rooting for Notre Dame Monday night.
Yeah, I am too. I'm just
because,
rooting for them.
It'll
to
make
keep
you
it
happy.
Close. Keep
if
it
they
close.
Win, it's a bit of a pipe dream, but you know we're there. We're there. We're rooting for them.
I had a dream last night, 47-10. I know.
Yeah. Well. Actually, I visualized the first play. Golson drops back to pass. Notre Dame linebacker comes running through the line. He gets rid of the pass. The linebacker lowers his helmet, goes helmet to helmet, knocks him out, no flag. Because it will happen that way. They don't like to throw flags on Alabama for some reason.
That's because they're all rebel referees.
Yeah. So did you see the T-shirts that they have in South Bend? It's Golden Domers versus Mobile Homers.
I kind of like that. Now that's pretty
not
good.
Bad.
I don't.
Not
care.
Bad.
That's not bad.
That's not bad. Alabama. Took about a week, and their comeback was, oh, yeah. So, that's about all they had.
Yeah. And I'll tell you what, Jay, and here's why Notre Dame has to win. If Notre Dame wins, it'll be the first team that has won the national championship that is not only number one, but has graduated the most football players from their program.
Yeah.
That's good. I like that.
Yeah, well, they graduate something like 96%
Yep, they're number one this year. And if they win the game, they'll be number one in both categories.
That's
pretty impressive.
Not bad. Not bad. You know who's number two?
Who?
Southern Cal.
You're kidding. Really?
Two private schools there at the top.
Wow.
All of their records and information not available to the public. Just saying. You know who's dead last?
Who?
Of all the BCS things? Oklahoma. Of course they are.
Oh, that's a shocker.
Yeah. God. Anyway, less than a minute to go. Thank God. So, be sure to check us out Wednesday. Big show. Important show.
Oh, it's going to be great. Human awareness. Human trafficking awareness week is coming up at the end of the week, and we're going to do a show on that Wednesday at 11 a.m. Eastern time.
Damn,
we have a guest.
Yep. All right. Night, Matt. And good night, Jamie, who's still listening.
All right.
And good night, everyone out there.
Yes.
All over the world.
Mm-hmm. Who has heartache.
Mm-hmm. We're there for you.
Mm-hmm.
mistimed that one, didn't we?